It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor so we can make up an opera today? Sure. You know what an opera is. It's people acting and singing a story. So let's make up an opera about things we've been thinking about together these past times. An opera about spoons and a mountain. Why don't we call the mountain Spoon Mountain? And a kitty and a king and queen and Commodore and popcorn and seat belts and even Reardon busy making the news. The kitty could be the baton twirler dressed in a purple kitty costume. But let's begin with a storyteller singing, once upon a time, not so very long ago.
Once upon a time, not so very long ago, lived a king and queen and such a prince as you've never seen. Not so long ago, King Kittypuss, Queen Mumsybelle, Prince Extraordinary would celebrate their birthdays in manners arbitrary. Once a year, once a week, didn't make much difference. You see, birthdays were for having fun, any day for anyone. So I suggest we just commence. Begin our tale with no suspense. Once upon a time, not so very long ago, lived a king and queen and such a prince as you've never seen. Not so long ago.
King Kittypuss, Queen Mumsybelle, whose birthday will it be today?
I had one yesterday.
And I the day before.
I guess it's my turn.
Happy birthday, dear Mumsybelle. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Now what do you think is your present?
Last week you gave me the Panama Canal.
But not today, no canals today. Today I give you a mountain.
A mountain?
What a wonderful present, a mountain.
Which mountain, my dear?
This one.
Spoon Mountain.
That's it, Spoon Mountain.
The afternoon always hides the moon, but never on our Spoon Mountain. The macaroon may melt in June, but never on our Spoon Mountain. Take our advice and say it twice.
It's really nice.
It's really nice.
To be precise, it's paradise. Spoon Mountain. Spoon Mountain.
Oh, Extra, you should have been a dancer.
You always say what I should have been. You never say what I am.
But what are you, son?
Forgive me, King. Forgive me, Queen. Forgive me, Prince. I've come to tell you the news from our Park Service.
Aren't you Betty Green from the Park Service?
I am, and I'm sorry to barge in like this.
It's the Queen's birthday. Here, have a milkshake.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Queen Mumsybelle. I just had a call from my office that a purple twirling kitty was climbing to the top of Spoon Mountain.
It's the very best mountain to climb.
Anyway, when the purple twirling kitty was nearly at the top, who should come? knife and fork.
Wicked knife and fork.
Yes, wicked knife and fork.
I'll not hear of him on my birthday.
But I want to go and save the purple twirling kitty.
But it's just a purple kitty. Why would you bother for that?
It doesn't matter who's in trouble. All that matters is that we, strong of heart and strong of body, can be helpful and can see that the weak and heavy laden will be given comfort here in this land of milk and seatbelts, where no person need have fear.
It doesn't matter who's in trouble. All that matters is that we,
strong of heart and strong of body, can be helpful and be free.
Well, well.
Wicked is holding the little kitty captive. He says he wants Spoon Mountain.
He must never have Spoon Mountain. Farewell, Father, Mother dear.
The king and the queen went on with their party, while the prince and the girl started forth with their spoons and their seatbelts to help save the kitty. But the way to Spoon Mountain is hard and is rocky, and only the stout-hearted try. But the prince and Betty are strong and are stocky, so they walk with their eyes to the sky.
I was just thinking the same about you. Here we are at the foot of the mountain.
We must buckle together to climb.
What?
I mean, listen.
What do you think you hear?
A voice in the distance calling to us.
I don't seem to hear it, my dear.
What did he say? Did he say, my dear? Why do words disappear?
Hark.
What?
Hark. I mean, listen.
What do you think you hear?
Welcome, travelers. Welcome to Valentine.
Commodore?
Halfway up Spoon Mountain, I am your Commodore.
I'd like you to meet Prince Extraordinary.
Welcome to Ballindor.
Thank you, Commodore.
But it's only a door, just a door on the mountain.
This may look like only a door to you, but inside you'll see the best. The outside is never as much as the in. Come in and partake of the rest. The resting place of travelers. Welcome to Ballindor. Popcorn, anyone?
Thank you.
Thank you.
We use a lot of popcorn here.
Have you heard any news?
Any news about what?
Wicked Knife and Fork.
Oh, he'll never take Spoon Mountain.
Well, he's already up there on top of the mountain, holding a kitty hostage. Extraordinary and I are planning the rescue.
For just a little kitty.
You may be next.
Never.
It doesn't matter who's in trouble. All that matters is that we, strong of heart and strong of body, can be helpful and be free.
Let's go watch the news.
Good idea.
Inform sources near.
There are plenty of milkshakes for everyone.
That the tax laws would afford little or no assistance to anyone. We'll have an update on that story with a live report at 11. The siege on Spoon Mountain grows more serious with this late-breaking development. It has been learned that Wicked Knife and Fork has put Purple Twirling Kitty in chains in order to keep him on the mountain. Our exclusive Alpine News 2 footage shows the actual methods Wicked Knife and Fork used to help keep Purple Twirling Kitty in his place.
Down.
I'll get you.
It appeared at first that Wicked Knife and Fork wanted the kitty, but when we managed an exclusive interview, this is what we learned.
I want to keep the kitty until I get Spoon Mountain. Spoon, Spoon, Spoon Mountain!
Someone will save us, the mountain and me. Somehow I know that they will. Someone please save us, Spoon Mountain and me. You'll need to use all of your skill.
So Purple Twirling Kitty remains a prisoner. We'll have further news as it develops. Now this word.
We must go right away and save the kitty.
Finish your popcorn.
There's so much to do.
We must go right away and save Spoon Mountain.
I'll be here if you need me. Just call and I'll come.
We thank you, our friend Commodore.
Farewell, great pair. Be brave up there. Beware up there on Spoon Mountain.
We'll do our best. Farewell.
So they were on their way, Betty Green and Extraordinary, on their way to save the kitty and the mountain, and the moon was very bright.
I often felt I was extra, just an extra person around. I also thought I was ordinary, like anything from the pound. But when I'm with you, it's different. It's as different as night is from day. With you, I feel extraordinary in an extraordinary way.
I hardly know what to say.
It's just something I needed to tell you.
I never thought the rich had feelings. Never knew they could be sad. Here's
with
a prince
you,
whose
I
name
feel
is
so
extraordinary. In an extraordinary way.
We will walk this life together and be never far away.
Watch out.
Watch out is right. Watch in the night. Watch who arrives. Watch forks and knives.
Is that you, wicked knife and fork?
Well, of course it is. Who else would it be?
It might be a purple kitty.
Oh, no. You'll never find him here.
That's whom we've come to save.
Well, you'll have to find him yourselves. And you must be very brave, hmm?
We are very brave. Kitty, 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 here.
Kitty, 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 won't you tell us where? Won't you tell us where you may be?
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Kitty, 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 here. Kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty,
won't you tell us where?
Won't you tell us
where you may be? Kitty, 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 here. Kitty, 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 won't you tell us where? Won't you tell us where you may be?
Here, kitty.
Kitty, 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 here. Kitty, 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 won't you tell us where? Won't you tell us where you may be?
Meow, meow, ordinary.
There's the kitty.
We found him.
Meow, meow.
Time's up.
But we found the kitty.
Too late, 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 too late.
Now simply wait, wicked knife and fork.
What for?
Let's communicate.
What about?
What is it that you want?
Well, all I want is to tie you up, and then I'll have all three of you.
Help! Help! Send help from Valinor!
They'll never hear you.
That's what you think. Release these folks. Enough is enough.
Oh, what a welcome sight you are.
Even when the way seems rugged, even when your hearts are low, there's a wonder in this mountain. You will find that it is so. You will know when you have found it. It will come as no surprise. There's a wonder in this mountain that is hidden from our eyes. Never doubt the wonder's being. Never doubt below above. There's a wonder in this mountain, and the wonder's name is love.
That's wonderful, Commodore.
Look, look, wicked knife and fork is crying.
What makes you cry, wicked knife and fork?
All I ever wanted was a spoon, a spoon, a spoon was all I ever wanted. But all they ever gave me was a knife and fork. They even called me wicked knife and fork. And even though I hated all those knives and forks, I was scared to death of all those knives and forks. They never gave me a spoon, a spoon. They never gave me a spoon. And so I grew to to become a shrew and try to undo everything that was true. But all I ever wanted was a spoon, a spoon, a spoon was all I ever wanted. Now I'll never get one.
Who says you won't?
What do you mean?
Let's take your knives to the castle, where there's a spoon-making machine. We'll melt your forks at the castle. We'll make you 12 or 18.
18 spoons.
As many as you want.
Why didn't I meet you years ago?
That's what I keep wondering, too.
Never doubt the wonders being, never doubt below above. I must get back to Balindor,
and I'll be glad to leave here.
Now let us go to the castle.
Of course, my dear Betty Green.
In a dazzling early dawn mission, Prince Extraordinary and Park Service Director Betty Green climbed the peak of Spoon Mountain to rescue Purple Twirling Kitty. Not in recent memory has such bravery been displayed.
They can help us celebrate my birthday.
And tomorrow will be mine again.
The mission was unswerving. And rumor has it that the Prince and Betty are serious about something or other. We'll have
what
live
do you suppose Extra's up to now?
Probably wants to plant a tree in her honor.
A tree, I see.
Oh, Mother dear, oh, Father dear, Betty and I are in love.
We climbed Spoon Mountain together.
They helped me to be free.
Me too.
We all know what it means to be free now.
Of all the men in the world, I choose him, Prince Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So we'll have a wedding tomorrow instead of a birthday.
A wedding.
It's wonderful. Great.
But what about you, Wicked Knife and Fork?
All I ever wanted was a spoon, a spoon, a spoon was all I ever wanted. But all they ever gave me was a knife and fork. They even called me Wicked Knife and Fork. But now I've decided to change my name. I'm going to change my name.
Your first name or your last name?
Both names. I'm going to change my name.
But what will they be?
What will your names be?
Not wicked, I'm sure. You all have helped me know that.
But what will your name be?
I'll never hurt you. My name will be just what I am.
We'll help you find out what your name is.
In the meantime, let's celebrate and communicate the wonder that's inside, below, above.
It's the wonder that is extraordinary. It is extraordinary love.
What do you think Wicked's new name will be? You could make it a game as you think of a name for him tomorrow. And tomorrow will be the wedding of the Prince and Miss Betty Green. With popcorn, spoons and confetti, and seatbelts and milkshakes and wedding cakes and keepsakes, and no one mistakes the outsides of people with what's in their hearts. For people did change as they played out their parts. Once upon a time, not so very long, not so very long ago.
How do you think Wicked Knife and Fork changed his name? What do you think his new names are? He didn't want to be wicked anymore, did he? From the outsides of people, you certainly can't always tell what's in their hearts. There's so much more to everyone you meet than will ever meet your eye. There are wonderful surprises in all of us. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'm really glad we could be together for the opera today. No matter how people are dressed, no matter what's on the outside is never as much as the in. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.